Why don't we just begin with what the regents are being asked to consider this week?
Well, the Board of Regents are primarily going to consider two issues related to Kyle Field. One is that they're going to move the project start date up into fiscal year 13. And when I say project start date, that means they're going to start planning in the architectural work, the engineering work as part of the facility. The second thing, what it does is it declares our intention to engage Populous to be the architect engineer of record for the design and construction phase of the stadium project.
Reading the paperwork that's part of the Regents' agenda, there's a lot of detail regarding what the plans are for the west side, and also talking about the demolition of G. Raleigh White, the Reed Building, and I forget what the name of the current weight training building is.
There, at Needham Steed.
Yes, thank you. What becomes then of the land where G. Raleigh White and the Reed Building once stood?
Well, those are things that are still part of discussion. If you look at the Reed Building, that's the structure that's currently underneath and tied to the east side of Kyle Field. So we're looking holistically at the project at that point. But the information regarding the west side, that's primarily where a lot of the premium seating will take place in the stadium, and that's why that was detailed in the agenda item.
So still on the table then is what exactly the east side will look like. Still on the table is what becomes of the south side, whether it becomes enclosed or not.
That is correct. This agenda item essentially is a first step of the project. We've been talking in broad brushes, broad concepts for the last many months, but now we're getting to the point where we're going to start planning details and looking at some specifics, things that have not yet been determined at this point.
So is this the first time that it's really been declared that Kyle Field's going to be expanded and improved as opposed to relocating Kyle, for instance, on West Campus or some other location?
Right. The board is primarily looking at this week that Kyle Field, the project, will be at its current location. There's been over 46 different options that we looked at in terms of stadium siding, and one consideration throughout the entire process has been the infrastructure that currently exists around the stadium, and also the fact that we have the north end zone that was constructed in the mid-90s.
The agenda paperwork also calls for the project date to start not in fiscal year 2014, but in fiscal year 2013.
Our fiscal years run from September 1st to August 30th. So we're saying fiscal year 13, and we are currently in fiscal year 13 now. What the board is doing is appropriating the dollars for that project to begin now. That does not mean dirt's going to start turning. That does not mean you're going to see tractors at Kyle Field. That means that we're going to begin the planning process and working with Populous, hopefully as our architect and engineer of record, pending board approval.
And again, pending board approval, is there now a projected date when the dirt might start turning?
The timetable is still up in the air at this point. Again, we've been talking big concepts, but we're not at a point where we're looking at exact start or completion of the project.
Obviously, there are many, 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 many people anxious to see this happen.
Well, this is could be one of the most significant projects, not only in Texas A&M history, but in all of college football. The scope and magnitude of this endeavor is quite large. So obviously, you have a lot of people involved in it, whether it's a 12th Man Foundation within athletics, a university administration, with a Board of Regents, obviously our city and community partners. This is a significant endeavor. We talked about the move to the SEC being a 100-year decision. This is another 100-year decision right on the heels of that one.
And I know what the answer is about, but I'll have you answer it anyway as it applies to the request for community support. That is still a topic of discussion. No decisions have been made.
Yeah, those conversations are still ongoing at this point. And this board decision later in the week simply looks at moving up the project start date into fiscal year 13, and then also declares the intent to engage Populous to continue the project further.
And I wanted you to comment about the populace being selected. It sounds like this is going to be a real seamless transition since they've been on board since Ground Zero.
That is correct. The continuity of a project of this scope and scale is very important. We've been extremely pleased with the work of Populous and what they've done. You have to consider that they've done work at 11 of the 14 SEC schools. They also did the work for the Olympic Stadium in London in 2012. So they have an extensive track record, and we look forward to possibly working with them in the future.
The only other thing I can think of to have you comment is to request everybody's patience, as, again, this is going to be done in a real sequential manner that's going to take some time before it all comes together.
Well, we've said all along that that the process is a couple of years out, and when you look at a project of this nature and a project of this size, there's many different steps in the process, many different approvals that we have to go through with the Board of Regents project. I understand that people are trying to read into the agenda and what does this mean, and we understand that. But we do ask for people's patience as we go through a sequential and a measured process in the evaluation of Caulfield.
And again, I think I know what the answer is, but has there been a decision made yet on whether games will be relocated during the construction?
There's not been a decision as to whether the project will be done in phases, whether it will be done all at once, or whether any games would be played outside of the Bryan College Station area. No decision has been made in that regard, and we do not anticipate any decision being made by the board this week.